It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
This being Halloween week, I thought we might celebrate All Hallows Eve by visiting not about ghosts and goblins, but about carnivorous plants. These botanical wonders are relatively easy to grow if you hold to a few rules and requirements concerning light, water, and, of course, a reliable food source. If you are thinking of carnivorous plants as a part of a dark and scary setting, you need to make an abrupt U-turn because bright light is a definite requirement. In fact, many CPs, as they are often known in the botanical world, prefer direct sunlight, and fluorescent or cool temperature grow lights can be a must if you're setting up a terrarium filled with botanical carnivores. Also, be prepared to provide high humidity and moist-to-wet soil, and don't ever use tap water or mineral water. Collecting rainwater, melted snow, or using distilled water is ideal for these botanical meat eaters. Most carnivorous plants do well in normal room temperatures, and setting the housing pots in trays or saucers that have a constant level of water is a better way to provide moisture than to water the soil from the top down. As a general rule, an open terrarium is the most successful way of housing your CPs. Don't lock your plants up in a tightly closed container because this will invite fungus and mildew. Rather, keep any lidded container slightly open in order to allow an exchange of air, and make sure the plants don't dry out or become too hot and dry in the open air. Another rule of the carnivore road is to stay away from garden soil. Instead, use a mix of sphagnum peat moss and horticultural sand. The sand you use should be clean and washed. Don't use contractor's sand or beach sand because of additional minerals or salts. Sand traditionally used for children's play boxes is usually quite suitable. Though this may be a disappointment, especially to younger gardeners, as a general rule, it's important to refrain from feeding or fertilizing your carnivorous plants. If the previously covered rules have been observed, your CPs should be able to collect enough insects on their own to survive quite well, since most of them only need one or two feedings a month. Of course, you may want to demonstrate the skills these special plants possess in grabbing and gobbling a housefly by introducing the insect with the careful use of tweezers. In no circumstances should the gardener use raw meat or cheese, as this diet will most likely kill the plant, as they are incapable of digesting complex proteins. If your carnivorous plant is hungry and there are no available insects, you can find freeze-dried insects at most reputable pet shops. With more than 1,000 carnivorous plants known in the botanical world, there are definitely some favorites to watch out for during this Halloween week. Pitcher plants, the deadly Venus flytrap, and sundews will abound, and they'll be watching and waiting for you on your trick-or-treat treks. And if you're really lucky, you just might wind up sitting in a front row seat at a production of a Broadway musical called Little Shop of Horrors. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.